Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are excited. We're always excited on this program, but especially so whenever I'm talking to you each time. And that is because we have a returning guest, and when they return, you know they're good. And so Bruce McCleary is our guest today. He is Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC, nfcc.org. Say all that 10 times fast, and you will impress. So we've got Bruce back because there's a lot of interesting stuff going on that we need to make you aware of. And one of them is the student loan debt relief programs out there. Some of them are scams. And Bruce is going to be sharing with us what to look out for. And there's been a new report that was produced by Ohio State University and a new study. And we'll be able to talk about that a little bit. And we're also going to be getting into some do's and don'ts on some of this debt relief and how to watch out for that. So let me get Bruce properly introduced. He began his career in the credit counseling sector in 1998. And he's done a lot of media support work for NFCC, which is based in Washington, D.C. And their whole thing is helping people with understanding their options. It's nfcc.org, not-for-profit. A lot of great resources. They can direct you to credit counselors in your area. Go to the website, and there's just gobs and gobs of great information. So we're really excited to have Bruce back. And hey, Bruce, welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. It's great to be back on the show. I really appreciate the opportunity, and a lot to talk about this time. We've really got a lot to chew on.
All right. Well, we'll make it fast. We've got less than 30, so we'll get right to it. So this just in, I got this hot off the press, is we'll start with this if you'd like, which is this evaluation of outcomes, NFCC's Sharpen Your Financial Focus program. Let's start there, because there's so many things we can go from. What is this all about? I know this was something that was commissioned, and it was with Ohio State University. Is that correct?
Yes, we had researchers from the Ohio State University take a very close look at the outcomes experienced by people who were going through our Sharpen Your Financial Focus program. And I'll explain a little bit about that program as it relates to credit counseling and financial education. But the evaluation is the first of its kind, and it explored the long-term impact of nonprofit financial counseling on consumers. And it also compared the financial health outcomes of clients participating in the NFCC Sharpen program with a matched group of similar non-counseled individuals. So it's a very conclusive study, and it clearly demonstrates the difference in experiences between those who actually go through a nonprofit credit counseling program and those who decide to use other means to resolve their financial issue, and the difference in the impact that the credit counseling program really has. And so we wanted to know, because we've always said for years and years and years, we've always been saying credit counseling, nonprofit credit counseling works, financial education works, but We've done so confidently because of the feedback that we've gotten from the people who've been through the program. But to have numbers.
You got the data now.
And now we have the numbers and the data to back up what all of the clients that have gone through the program, all the consumers that have gone through nonprofit credit counseling and financial education have told us for years. And so it's especially heartening that the results confirm what we've known for decades, that financial counseling and education do make a difference.
Now, did anyone have to take placebo pills in this study? I'm just kidding. Well, I like that this is something, because I obviously it strengthens your argument, and we tell people all the time that there's nothing wrong. There are so many resources with getting credit counseling and having somebody to talk to, and there are the costs are not significant, and I know that with your organization, Bruce, that if cost is an issue, that there is assistance that can be provided, even in cases where it's no charge to get that assistance, because there's just so much people can learn and understand. And now you've got the goods, now you've got the data supporting this, that it can make a real difference, and people should not be afraid to get the guidance and get the help. NFCC.org is a place to go.
Yeah, that's where you can connect. And, of course, you can connect directly with the Sharpen program at its own unique website, sharpentoday.org. And just to go through some of the outcomes that were revealed in this study, just to give you an idea of the areas of impact. And, again, this is something that we saw across the board with the client in different areas. We looked at available liquidity and credit-to-balance ratios and changes after going through counseling. That's very important. Change in revolving debt. We also examined that because, as you know, and as your audience I'm sure knows, revolving debt is where you see some of the highest interest rates among the different financial products that you could be using. Change in overall debt levels is another area that we examined closely to look at overall debt and how that changed over the course of counseling, through 6 quarters of counseling. And then, of course, change in payment delinquencies and change in credit scores. And what we found after only 18 months after enrolling in a counseling program, Sharpen clients achieved an average decrease in total debt of $17,000 and an average decline in revolving debt of $8,000. Now, that's a significant change for people who had experienced some kind of a financial shock. And a lot of the people that were going through the program, as the survey indicated, experienced significant financial shocks before coming in for counseling.
Yeah.
Whether it was unemployment, whether it was a significant medical expense that they had to deal with, or other types of financial emergencies that they may not have been adequately prepared for with their own savings. And so that caused a problem with debt management, so they ended up reaching out. And so for these people, they were facing reduced credit scores, increased levels of debt, and to go through the program for just 18 months and then see those kind of changes, that's significant.
Oh, good work. Excellent work. If you're just joining us, Bruce McClary is our guest today, Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for National Foundation for Credit Counseling, nfcc.org. I've got an 800 number also, 800-388-2227, 800-388-2227. We're going to grab a quick break. We're going to come back, and really we need to dig into another very important subject with Bruce, and that is student loan debt relief scams. Watch out. We're going to talk about it. Stay right there. Word from our sponsors, and we're back with you. Stay right there.
Hello, I'm Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery. Cremation is a choice that is chosen by many today. Our caring professionals will gladly work with you to plan cremation services and memorializations that fulfill your wishes and honor the life lived. At Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, we offer a wide variety of options, from urns for burial to many other choices. There are many ways to honor your loved one following a cremation. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosalaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there.
You wouldn't drop your car off for repair service without first getting an estimate, would you? Of course not. Then why would you treat your all-important investment portfolio any different? Overlooked fees can really add up. Here's an example. Did you know that an extra fee of 1% on a $100,000 portfolio would equal $10,000 after 10 years? That's a lot of money. Do you know how much you're paying in fees? Why don't you get a second opinion from David Holland and invest with confidence? Call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation.
Hey, we're back. Bruce McClary on the line with us, VP of Public Relations and External Affairs for National Foundation for Credit Counseling, nfcc.org. And we're digging in here on some things from the perspective of NFCC on some of these different things with credit counseling. And it's a great resource. Go to the website, get directed to a credit counseling agency that is affiliated, and you guys have an approval process, and there's a lot of vetting that goes on, so there's some confidence that people can have, Bruce, and going through nfcc.org to find somebody to help them with their credit counseling.
Yeah, there's you know, our member agencies have to uphold the highest standards in the financial services, nonprofit financial services industry. Hmm. And so people who find an NFCC affiliated agency know that that organization is truly nonprofit,
yep,
that they're truly held to those standards, and that their counselors have to go through a very rigorous certification training program. So,
yeah, as opposed to finding somebody out there on the internet on your own, and there's a lot of fees, and there's a lot of this and that, and you can get help with confidence by going through your organization, which is really a wonderful service, nfcc.org. So speaking of being on guard, I've been wanting to get to this for quite a while, and one of the reasons we wanted to have you back, Bruce, was on this whole question of student loans, student debt relief. You know, there's a lot of noise out there. Of course, there's some of it's political, and some of it is just simply reality on the state of affairs with what is it? You probably have a better number than I do, but somewhere around $1 trillion in student debt out there.
Yeah, it's $1.3 trillion in student loan debt, and it's increasing at a rate of about $3,000 per second.
And it's not going down because a lot of students are not making payments.
That's true, and you know, there's been some really recent data that shows just how serious the problem is. One recent report that came out showed that there were about 3.6 million student loan borrowers in default, and 3 million are delinquent on those loans. You've got a number of people who are not even paying at all. In fact, it says there are 22 million Americans right now with student loans that are either behind or receive permission to postpone payments as of January 1. What we've got is so many desperate people, and they're looking for help. And the problem that you have when so many people are very desperate to get help, they're acting quickly, and they're acting without doing some research, and they're acting without looking into who they're reaching out to and what kind of help they're actually going to be getting. So that's where these scams are coming up, and you've got a number of student debt relief scams that have popped up that have taken advantage of people who really can't afford any more financial damage.
Well, that's well put, Bruce, because they can't, especially people, and I know you know this also, that it's not just, you know, this idea that we're talking about the student that graduates from college and can't find the job or can't find the job that they would have thought that their degree would have provided them, or and the job market still recovering and still soft, and a lot of the new jobs being created are on the very low end of the pay scale, and that they find themselves in a position where they just simply can't keep up with their payments. That's kind of the image that people have of the student loan problem and the delinquencies. But there's also another piece of this where parents and grandparents or other folks have either guaranteed or signed with the student to get the loan, and now those people are finding themselves in a position to be on the hook for could be, you know, $50,000 or more in debt, that is having a very significant impact on their own personal finances, savings, and their retirements.
Yes, yes. There are so many people, and there are a lot of parents right now too that are still paying off their own student loan debt, believe it or not, while they're also having to help their children through college and possibly co-signing on some of their student loans. So if you think the situation was bad enough, there is a scenario that's worse. And so of these people that are falling behind, the 3.6 million in default, the 3 million that are delinquent, you know, when they're reaching out, they're looking for organizations they can trust. They're looking for people that can give them a quick solution. And a lot of these people are promising fast results. They're making guarantees. A lot of them are looking very official, almost as though they're related in some way to the government.
Yeah.
So people need to understand the signs. And really, you have to verify before you trust an agency. Don't hand over your personal information before you really know who you're giving it to, and especially never, ever surrender your federal student aid PIN
to
somebody who's offering help. And, of course, you don't want to act on an impulse, so you need to take a second to research, take more than a second, take a little while to research the organization that's offering help and understand that there is no fast track towards a miracle solution. These issues take time to resolve, and it takes skillful work. And so nonprofit organizations like NFCC members that have certified student loan counselors can actually help people understand the process as they're taking the time to take measured steps to ensure a better outcome and a sustainable solution rather than some quick fix.
That's well put, Bruce. I'm glad you're sharing that. And there's things that people need to be careful of here. We need to, you know, not only, you know, be sensitive to, you know, just if folks out there offering help, it might be a scam, but there's some specifics that we can get into that I want to dig into. Let's grab a break. We'll come back and we'll do that. Bruce McClary, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC.org. And as Bruce said, go to the website and you're looking for some help with your student loans. They can give you some guidance and direction on an agency that can help you with that. So let's grab a break. We'll come right back and talk about some of the warning signs specifically to look out for with student loan debt relief. Be right back.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi. I'm Tony, Chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440. For more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Newsflash, all financial advisors are not created equal. You need to find one who has a greater education with advanced degrees and professional certifications. One with multiple licenses offering a wide range of solutions. One who's independent and discloses his fee structure, like independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, certified financial planner, personal financial specialist, and chartered financial consultant. With 24 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial for a one-on-one meeting with David at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, we're back. Bruce McCleary on the line, Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC.org. One breath to do that. It's a lot of good stuff. I definitely recommend people go to the website, and you can even get started online and talking with a counselor and get this process rolling and get some direction. I want to get into a little bit of specifics because, you know, people get bombarded, as you know, Bruce, with information on the internet, and they get little things that people pay attention might be a warning sign, and I know you've got several of these. First of all, if they get an email, an unsolicited email, in my book, that is already something suspect or suspicious. I don't click on anything, and if there's something that looks like they want to investigate it, you know, again, they can go to your website or they can call and ask if it's maybe a member agency or if it's somebody that you guys are familiar with or maybe that you know is a problem area. But some of these things have rather official-looking emails or even their websites, and it looks like there's some sort of governmental endorsement, when in fact, not necessarily true, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And at the onset, I'll just say that the NFCC and our member agencies do not engage in the practice of sending unsolicited emails. So if somebody out there does get an email and it claims to be from the NFCC or one of our member agencies, yeah, and it's unsolicited and it's advertising some kind of a service, automatically you know it's a fraud. But one of the things that you really need to be careful about is the fact that they are a lot of the people that are out there trying to run these scams, taking advantage of people with student loan debt relief, they are trying to appear as though they have some kind of an official capacity related to the government or a special government program.
Right.
But the one of the things that you can always check is, first of all, if you're getting the email, what website is it linking to? Is it a .gov? If it's a .gov website, then there's a high likelihood that it could actually be related to pointing you towards some kind of a government service. But I wouldn't stop there. I would actually go and check things out a little bit further. The government isn't in the practice of sending you unsolicited emails either. So you want to be careful there. Go straight to the Department of Education website on your own without clicking on links in an email.
There you go. There you go.
Certainly check the company out if it is a company that's advertising as a private service, and look them up on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's consumer complaint database. Check them out and see what's happening, or check them out with the Better Business Bureau and some other sources just to do some cross-checking and make sure you're not getting a scam. But any unsolicited email, that's a huge red flag.
Well, I think you hit a very important point on the head here, Bruce, and I want to underline it and put it in bold and highlight it. And that is to, if you get something that looks like something you're interested in related to student debt loan debt relief, then whatever the website is, don't click on it. Go open up your own browser and, you know, then type it in yourself and go and look and see. Never click on anything that's inside one of these emails. And you're really making the good point about verifying before you really trust. And again, you know, you guys offer, you've got an 800 number, you've got a website that people can go to and they can call up and just ask what's going on. The other one that I know that is a particular concern to you, it is very much for me in a lot of areas, is anytime there is urgency, a time limit on any offer,
yeah,
that really raises an enormous red flag for me that, you know, and people sometimes come in to see me about financial things and products and investments and, oh, I've got to do it by this date. And I'm like, you know, those products are still going to be around. And so it's the same here with the student debt relief that somebody's trying to, because what people are trying to do with the urgency is they're trying to get you to act impulsively and suspend your logical thought process and make a mistake and trust them when you shouldn't.
Yeah. And it's an old grifter trick, really, to prey on people who are in a hurry and feel like they're in a desperate situation, or on the flip side of that, maybe greedy and looking for some quick payout. But the end result is they're trying to get you to bypass the normal process, the normal vetting process that makes you feel more comfortable about a service that you're about to use. So that would be a big red flag right there. Just tell, you know, you, if they're trying to make put you into high gear, you need to be the one that takes control and says,
yeah,
look, I want time to think about this.
That's right.
I want time to check this out. Give me an extra day or two, and then I'll get back to you.
Right, exactly. And kind of related to that, another warning sign, it might be if they're looking for, here you are needing some help with a debt issue and they ask for some sort of significant payment up front.
Yeah, any kind of payment, any kind of payment up front like that, before they even disclose what they're going to do, or before there's any kind of explanation of the terms of service or a clear definition of what they're able to provide or any kind of result, you want to get away from that. It is true, some legitimate services do ask for a counseling fee, a fee for the time just to go over and review. But again, you really want to know what you're paying for, and you want a clear definition of what services are going to be provided. So you want to stay away if they're asking you for fees and they're saying, oh yeah, just give us the money and then we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't
worry about your money because it'll be ours now and not yours.
Exactly.
Don't worry about that part.
To lighten the load on your wallet, but the burden of your debt, your overall student loan debt, isn't going to go away.
Now, do these debt relief programs, the ones that are really shady, do they try to hold themselves out, in your experience, Bruce, as a not-for-profit, or are they just kind of this is what we do, we make money doing this, and they don't shy away from being a profit entity?
The ones I've heard of are really not shying away from being a profit
entity.
I personally haven't seen ones that are trying to masquerade as a nonprofit. Not to say that there aren't ones that do exist that are doing that. But the ones that I've seen in situations I've heard of, they're not shying away from advertising as for profit. But
okay.
What they are doing is they're telling you that they can fast track you, that they might have some inside information about a special government program that only they can negotiate,
or
they're in some kind of position to do something for you that you're not able to do yourself.
There we go.
And the difference between those offers and what's offered by legitimate nonprofit organizations, we're here to inform student borrowers as we walk them through the process of determining whether or not income-based repayment is appropriate, or some kind of a forbearance, or other types of options, so we help them better understand before they make a choice for themselves. So we don't promise to go ahead and miraculously solve the problem for them in an instant wave of the wand. And for that purpose, I think we're vastly different from some of the other ones that are out there that are saying, just pay us and we'll take care of it.
That's good. That's good stuff. Bruce McClary, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Do what Bruce says. Go to the website, nfcc.org. Educate yourself. There's no quick fix. There's no instant solution. And anybody that tells you that is probably pulling your leg. Bruce, thank you for being with us again. We appreciate the time, and we applaud your efforts in this area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. It's great to be on the show again.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.